It is traditional on Palm Sunday for us to read one of the accounts of the triumphal entry of our Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. This morning I'm going to read the Johannine version, John chapter 12, beginning at verse 12, and I'll continue to verse 26. Now this passage gives us a bit more context than we might normally have. It sets the triumphal entry of Jesus in the context of what happened in the previous chapter when Jesus very publicly raised his friend Lazarus out of the grave. There was a large crowd there, and that was quite the stir. After all the interesting things they'd heard about Jesus of Nazareth, he actually had raised a person from the dead on the outskirts of Jerusalem, one of the nearby villages, and word of that began to spread. And we're told here that had something to do with the crowd coming out in such numbers to greet him. One of the effects was it gave the Pharisees who opposed him a despair that they would ever keep the people from turning to Jesus. And it was this event that prompted them to finally resolve that they would take his life. Now, what's particularly interesting is that the account focuses here not only on the Jewish people who wave their palm branches in welcoming Jesus as a king to Jerusalem. By the way, that was not actually an expression of faith. That same crowd would call out for him to be crucified on Good Friday. It was rather their desire for a worldly savior. The palm branch was the emblem of the last Jewish kings, and it was actually still the emblem of the Zealot Party, the revolutionaries who were waging guerrilla warfare against the Romans, and they wanted Jesus to come and give them earthly kingly victory, and like he had raised Lazarus from the dead. But what really excited Jesus, as we see in John's version, was what happened afterwards, because a group of Greeks had simultaneously come to Jerusalem, and they wanted to meet Jesus through faith that he actually was the Savior. And in verse 21, you have the wonderful words, they came and said, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Now look at if you have your Bibles open, you'll see in verse 23, Jesus gives an interesting answer. Here we have the people of Jerusalem have hailed him. He knows it's not, for the most part, true and saving faith. It has announced his coming as the prophesied king to the city. But then when the Gentiles, when the nations, the first fruit of the nations, are coming to him in true faith, he says the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. The public parade, the public acclaim, was not the glorifying of Jesus. Rather, it was his crucifixion that would be his glory. He makes that clear in what he says afterwards. The glory of Jesus Christ is his death on the cross for our sins, and then the nations coming to God through faith. Our sermon today will talk about the ingathering of the Gentiles through Christ as the plan of God. Jesus called this his hour of glory. Not when there was public acclaim, particularly with a secular desire. No, his glory is that he would die to pay for the sins of the people of God, of true faith, whom he would gather in himself for the salvation of God. Well, that gives us context and I think understanding as we read John's version of the triumphal entry in John 12, beginning at verse 12. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and his life-giving word. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard that he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.